harder if you have one horse than the two?
Yeah, harder on the horse.
Uh-huh.
Because one of these wheels catches one of them ruts if you're in the center in the road, I pulled it to one side.
I was just wondering, a man told me that they always had two horse buggies when he was a boy, and he didn't exactly remember why.
Two-horse buggies was the best, you know. They could trot down the road then, the wheels would be even in the ruts.
Uh-huh.
But a one-horse buggy, he had to straddle that in ruts or go somewhere else. So.
Uh-huh.
Well, he had lots of one-horse buggies.
Uh-huh. What did you do with a buggy wheel if it squeaked?
Put oil on grease, you know, wagon grease, axle grease. He used to come in cans, you know, big cans.
Yeah.
Take that nut off, pull that wheel down, put grease on it, set it back up. He's staying there too. He wouldn't like your automobile.
And then a couple of days you do it again, huh?
You do it again, about the next day.
What would your dad tell you if he wanted you to do that?
He'd say grease a buggy.
That would mean you'd have to go do it, huh?
Yeah. We had a little old rock we slipped under there, you know, and just raised it inside up. Got all the way and raised it up and set up and grease it. It's pretty fast.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't take the wheel all the way off, would you?
Oh, I never just pull it out to where it would hang on, and then I'd just reach around and put this oil on it.
Uh-huh.
You know? It's thick grease, you know.
Uh-huh. And after the hub and the spokes, that wooden part around the outside?
Yeah.
What was that called?
Rim. That was a rim.
Was that the wooden part?
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And then
the little orange part then was a tar.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to get messed up and all that when you start to fix that up again?
Oh, no, no. You mean, is this going to confuse me? No, no, not a bit. I'm afraid I'm going to take too much of your time now. I better let you rest.
Now turn that machine off.
You know, this, and you might have helped us thought of old things. You know, us older people have forgotten. I told him about, just telling you about when Lena wrote this. Yearling, you know.
Yeah.
Tickling.
If I could just get off, huh?
Yeah.
I mentioned the mule and the blast and the end and one put on his britches, and he remembered that good. You know. Called it blast. He couldn't say molasses, he'd say blast with the engine boy.
Oh, I was going to ask you, you said, did you say Polador too?
Uh-huh.
And what does that mean?
That means shut it, you know.
Uh-huh. Is that a common expression?
Huh?
Is that a common expression?
That's what old time people said, shut the door.
Well, that's what my wife says, pull the door too.
Yeah, or somebody says, close the door.
Well, she regularly says, pull the door too. She's from Oklahoma.
She?
Uh-huh.
What was her name?
Enzy. She was down from Altus.
No, I guess we wouldn't know.
Way over there in that dry southwest.
Mm. She says, pull the door too.
Yeah.
When anyone comes in, you know, and it's cold weather, we say, shut the door, was you raised in the barn?
Yeah.
<You know. laughs> That thing's still running.
It'll be right on his record.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. This is just so I don't have to write it down. The tape won't go anyplace.
William's wife said, now, he wouldn't get me to say nothing, because I wouldn't want to say nothing I say.
Uh-huh.
As her oldest son, his wife here,
uh-huh.
Walked up.
Yeah.
No, there were two or three nights. They'd have stayed, but they had to meet one of the boys worked in the town.
Oh.
Had to go meet him at 7.
Did you have one of those things that looked like this for sawing logs? Put the log up here and then saw on it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
What'd you call that?
Well, that there's Mom, what'd we call that thing? It drove up stopped like it and made a log in it. Sawhorse, I think.
Or sawhorses.
Sawhorse, I think.
That's Did you have one like this?
Yeah, that's one you cut lumber on to put up the house.
Uh-huh.
And this one you lay a log
that's
up in there and saw it off here with coffee.
Uh-huh.